Radio On The Go News.
With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. Yesterday afternoon, the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Department transported from Franklin County 30-year-old Scott Yarber of Hampton, who was wanted on a Cerro Gordo warrant for second-degree harassment, threatened bodily injury. Yarber is being held at the Cerro Gordo County Jail. Last night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 19-year-old Jacob Pritchard of Des Moines on a warrant for a probation violation from the original charge of assault on persons in certain occupations and intent of injury, Pritchard being held at the Hardin County Jail. The Eldora Police Department Thursday arrested 29-year-old Philip Diamond Smith of Eldora on the charges of first-degree robbery, second-degree sexual abuse, for assault with the intent to commit sexual abuse bodily injury. The charges were filed against Smith from an alleged incident on Monday. Smith is being held at the Hardin County Jail. If convicted on all three charges, he could be sentenced for up to 55 years in prison. Thursday night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department served a warrant to 31-year-old Mark Dobbins of Iowa Falls for revocation of his pretrial release from the original charge of intimidation with a dangerous weapon. Dobbins has been held since Monday after he, along with two juveniles, were charged with first-degree robbery after an alleged incident in Iowa Falls this past Sunday. His attorney has filed a motion for a bond reduction in Hardin County District Court, while Dobbins has a preliminary court hearing coming up this Wednesday, December the 8th. The Iowa Falls Police Department Thursday afternoon received a report of the theft of items from a storage unit in the 500 block of Depot Street. Among the items reported as stolen were hair care products and some clothes valued at around $2,000. Thursday morning, the Bremer County Sheriff's Department arrested 32-year-old Thomas Charles Schiller of Waterloo. He was wanted on a Franklin County warrant for failing to appear from the original charge of an OWI. Schiller posted bond and was released. This month's updated voter registration data shows in two of Iowa's new congressional districts, independent voters outnumber those who register as Democrats or Republicans.
The new 1st Congressional District, which covers counties in southeast through central Iowa, has more than 200,000 independent voters. About 195,000 Democrats and Republicans are the third voting bloc, with about 172,000 registered voters. Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks of Ottumwa plans to run for re-election in this district. Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson of Marion plans to seek re-election in the new 2nd Congressional District, which sits in the northeast quadrant of the state. It has 197,000 registered independent voters as of December 1st. The tally of Democrats is about 10,000 behind that, and Republicans account for a little under a third of all voters in the district. The new 3rd Congressional District starts in central Iowa and flows down to the Missouri border. Democrats outnumber Republicans by about 17,000 in the new 3rd District, and it's the only district where independent voters are the third largest voting bloc. This is the district where Congresswoman Cindy Axne, a Democrat from West Des Moines, plans to seek re-election. The new 4th District in western and northern Iowa has a large voter registration edge for Republicans, and it's where Republican Congressman Randy Feenstra of Hull is running for re-election. There are 87,000 more Republicans than Democrats, and independent voters are the second largest group in the new 4th Congressional District. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
This past week, the Hancock County Board of Supervisors received a presentation from OPN Architects on courthouse improvement projects. The firm told the supervisors that the county takes excellent care of the courthouse in Garner, but the weather has taken its toll in various spots. The Hancock County Board of Supervisors took the presentation under advisement. Today marks the opening day of the first shotgun deer season in Iowa. The DNR's Tyler Harms oversees the surveys and management of the deer herd. He says one change from last year is the dropping of the buck-only status in some counties.
That restriction has been in place in about 24 counties in north central and northwest Iowa since 2014. And in the past few years here, we've been slowly removing that restriction from counties as our data suggests that populations are recovering to goal levels in those areas.
Harms says he's had many questions about a survey that found COVID in deer, and he reassures hunters it is not a problem.
This result should not rise to the level of concern that it keeps anyone from hunting this year. We are recommending that hunters take some basic precautions when processing deer that they harvest. Those are just wearing gloves and making sure that you're washing your hands and your equipment thoroughly after you're finished processing that animal. Those precautions should minimize any risk that there is of contracting COVID-19 from a deer if it were infected.
Harms says there should not be any concern about finding deer.
Our data from the Spring Spotlight survey suggests that that populations are stable for the most part, statewide, maybe slightly increasing in some areas, but we're still right at our goal level across the state.
And he reminds hunters to read all the safety precautions before heading out.
We do have legal requirements for blaze orange while deer hunting, so hunters will want to check on those things in our hunting regulations. And you know what we always recommend is the more the better for blaze orange. Making sure that you're seen by other hunters is really key to maintaining a safe hunting trip.
The first shotgun deer hunting season runs through December 8th. The second shotgun season runs from December 11th through the 19th. There's more information about the shotgun season at iowadnr.gov. That's iowadnr.gov. Christmas by the Lake in Clear Lake is today and tomorrow. Today will feature a holiday bazaar and vendor market from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Clear Lake Middle School. Pony rides and a petting zoo from 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the City Park. Visits with Santa and Mrs. Claus from 1 to 4 p.m. and again from 6 to 7 p.m. and strolling Dickens characters from 2 until 5 p.m. Tonight will be the lighted parade that will begin at 5 p.m. at the corner of 8th and Main. We'll travel down Main Avenue and north of Lakeview Drive with a fireworks display after the parade. Tomorrow will include the Polar Bear Plunge at 12:30 p.m. at City Beach, with funds raised going to Toys for Tots and the Clear Lake Children and Families in Need Fund. For more information, visit clearlakeiowa.com. That's clearlakeiowa.com. The latest U.S. drought monitor shows 48.63% of the state of Iowa has no drought conditions, down from last week's 57.58%. Over 38% of the state is now listed as abnormally dry. Last week was just over 29%. Northeastern Grundy, about one half of Butler, Northeast Wright, Northwest Franklin, Western Floyd, all of Cerro Gordo, and most of Hancock counties are listed as being in a moderate drought. The rest of the broadcast area is either abnormally dry or has no drought conditions. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 56, and the low of 27. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.